we bring you Living Prophecies, the old, old message in modern language. Today we're reading from the book of Daniel and chapter 1. 3 years after Jehoiakim began to rule in Judah, Babylon's king Nebuchadnezzar attacked Jerusalem with his armies, and the Lord gave him victory over Jehoiakim. When he returned to Babylon, he took along some of the sacred cups from the temple of God and placed them in the treasury of his god in the land of Shinar. And then he ordered Ashpenaz, who was in charge of his palace personnel, to select some of the Jewish youths brought back as captives, young men of the royal family and nobility of Judah, and to teach them the Chaldean language and literature. "Pick strong, healthy, good-looking lads," he said, "those who have read widely in many fields, are well-informed, alert, and sensible, and have enough poise to look good around the palace." The king assigned them the best food and wine from his kitchen during their 3-year training period, planning to make them his counselors when they graduated. Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were 4 of the young men chosen, all from the tribe of Judah. However, their superintendent gave them Babylonish names as follows. Daniel was called Belteshazzar. Hananiah was called Shadrach. Mishael was called Meshach. Azariah was called Abednego. But Daniel made up his mind not to eat the food and wine given to them by the king. He asked the superintendent for permission to eat other things instead. Now, as it happened, God had given the superintendent a special appreciation for Daniel and sympathy for his predicament. But he was alarmed by Daniel's suggestion. "I am afraid that you will become pale and thin compared with the other youths your age," he said. "And then the king will behead me for neglecting my responsibilities." Daniel talked it over with the steward who was appointed by the superintendent to look after Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, and suggested a 10-day diet of only vegetables and water. And then at the end of this trial period, the steward could see how they looked in comparison with the other fellows who ate the king's rich food and decide whether or not to let them continue their diet. The steward finally agreed to the test. Well, at the end of 10 days, Daniel and his 3 friends looked healthier and better nourished than the youths that had been eating the food supplied by the king. And so after that, the steward fed them only vegetables and water, without the rich foods and wines. God gave these 4 youths great ability to learn. They soon mastered all the literature and science of the time. God gave to Daniel special ability in understanding the meaning of dreams and visions. When the 3-year training period was completed, the superintendent brought all the young men to the king for oral exams, as he had been ordered to do. And King Nebuchadnezzar had long talks with each of them, and none of them impressed him as much as Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And so they were put on his regular staff of advisors. And in all matters requiring information and balanced judgment, the king found these young men's advice 10 times better than that of all the skilled magicians and wise astrologers in his realm. Daniel held this appointment as the king's counselor until the 1st year of the reign of King Cyrus.
And by a purpose rule, other than the people to our hills and above. Take me a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to have a purpose firm, dare to make it known. Many mighty men are lost, dare not to stand, who for God have gained a host by joining and a band. Dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to have a purpose firm, dare to make it known. Many giants, great and tall, stalking through the land. His hold up the banner high on the victory ground. Satan and his hosts defy and shout for Daniel's plan. Dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to have a persistence.
One night in the second year of his reign, Nebuchadnezzar had a terrifying nightmare and awoke trembling with fear. And to make matters worse, he couldn't remember his dream. He immediately called in all his magicians, incantationists, sorcerers, astrologers, and demanded that they tell him what his dream had been. "I've had a terrible nightmare," he said, as they stood before him, "and I can't remember what it is. Tell me, for I fear some tragedy awaits me." Then the astrologers, speaking in Aramaic, said to the king, "Sir, tell us the dream, and then we can tell you what it means." But the king replied, "I tell you, the dream is gone. I can't remember it. And if you won't tell me what it was, what it means, I'll have you torn limb from limb, and your houses will become heaps of rubble. But I'll give wonderful gifts and honors if you'll tell me what the dream was and what it means. So begin." And he said again, "Well, how can we tell you what the dream means unless you tell us what it was?" The king retorted, "I can see your trick. You're trying to stall for time until the calamity befalls me that the dream foretells. But if you don't tell me the dream, you certainly can't expect me to believe your interpretation." The Chaldeans replied to the king, "There isn't a man alive who can tell others what they've dreamed, and there isn't a king in all the world who would ask such a thing. This is an impossible thing that the king requires. No one except the gods can tell you your dream, and they're not here to help." Upon hearing this, the king was furious. He sent out orders to execute all the wise men of Babylon. Daniel and his companions were rounded up with the others to be killed. But when Arioch, the chief executioner, came to kill them, Daniel handled the situation with great wisdom by asking, "Why is the king so angry? What's the matter?" Then Arioch told him all that had happened. And so Daniel went in to see the king. "Give me a little time," he said, "and I will tell you the dream and what it means." Then he went home and told Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions. And they asked the God of heaven to show them his mercy by telling them the secret, so that they would not die with the others. And that night in a vision, God told Daniel what the king had dreamed. And then Daniel praised the God of heaven, saying, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for he alone has all wisdom and all power. World events are under his control. He removes kings and sets others on their thrones. He gives wise men their wisdom and scholars their intelligence. He reveals profound mysteries beyond man's understanding. He knows all hidden things, for he is light, and darkness is no obstacle to him. I thank and praise you, O God of my fathers, for you've given me wisdom and glowing health. Now even this vision of the king's dream and the understanding of what it means." Then Daniel went in to see Arioch, who had been ordered to execute the wise men of Babylon, and said, "Don't kill them. Take me to the king, and I will tell him what he wants to know." Then Arioch hurried Daniel into the king and said, "I've found one of the Jewish captives who will tell you your dream." The king said to Daniel, "Is this true? Can you tell me what my dream was and what it means?" Daniel replied, "No wise man, astrologer, magician, or wizard can tell the king such things. But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets. And he has told you in your dream what will happen in the future. This was your dream. You dreamed of coming events. He who reveals secrets was speaking to you. But remember, it's not because I am wiser than any living person that I know this secret of your dream, for God showed it to me for your benefit. O king, you saw a huge, powerful statue of a man shining brilliantly, frightening and terrible. The head of the statue was made of purest gold. Its chest and arms were silver, its belly and thighs of brass, its legs of iron, its feet part iron and part clay. But you watched. A rock was cut from the mountainside by supernatural means. It came hurtling toward the statue and crushed the feet of iron and clay, smashing them to bits. And then the whole statue collapsed into a heap of iron, clay, brass, silver, and gold. Its pieces were crushed to small chaff, and the wind blew them all away. But the rock that knocked the statue down became a great mountain and covered the whole earth. Prophecies, the old message in modern language. Today we have read from the book of Daniel. Now here's a special invitation to join us again next week at this same time as we continue to read from Living Prophecies.